Terry, this isn't working.
Aye. Is it because I still be living with me mother?
No.
Is it because me mates be scallywags?
No, I like your friends.
Is it?
It's the pirate talk, Terry.
Yar.
Everyone's caught up in the Old Bay Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's. It's the taste locals crave on our classic sandwich. Get two for $5, either original or with that Old Bay love.
Yo-ho!
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Limited time only. Single item at regular price.
With us every week, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center. And she is also at 94.9 Sundays, a special radio broadcast from 1 to 3. So let's welcome Laurie to the program. Laurie, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. I am down in Evans, Georgia today, calling in from Evans, Georgia.
Wow. Nice and warm, right?
Actually, we had a beautiful day. We were on the Augusta Canal, and we kayaked and canoed.
Nice.
It was about maybe 63 degrees, so yes, it's beautiful down here. We came down through Virginia. We were at Virginia Beach to visit Regent University, where my son might be going to college.
It was interesting. You're sniffing out college.
In one of their buildings, the Mayflower Compact.
Yeah.
Very largely displayed. And, of course, that was the first law of the land. And so it was a fascinating experience going to Regent University, which is a Christian university.
What kind? Did you see the compact? What conditions is it in? How's it look?
Well, it's not the original, but the school itself is a almost a Puritan school in terms of Christianity, and the Pilgrims, of course, were separatists, so they did not subscribe to the Church of England or the Catholic Church. So they were very different, and they resemble today the Christian movement in the United States very much. So it's still alive and well. But, you know, I wanted to talk about Norman Rockwell. I don't know if either of you have been up to Stockbridge, Massachusetts to see the Norman Rockwell Museum.
I've been years ago.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
It's such a fascinating place, but Norman Rockwell's third of the four freedoms, with showing the Thanksgiving bounty on the table, is you know, reminds me of our uniquely American liberties, which is what American Liberty Center, my organization, is about. And freedom of want is one of the four freedoms, including freedom of worship, to worship, freedom of speech, and freedom from fear. Those are the four. And that was in 1943, I believe, that they that these were published, painted and created and published in the Saturday Evening Post. And it's such a slice of true Americana. I would encourage all of those listening today, if you have not been up to the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Mass., it's such an incredible experience.
Tremendous.
And you know, Lori, his scenes, whether it's that Thanksgiving scene, whether it's the scene of the young kid at the diner with the cop, whether it's the scene of the four umpires there looking up with the raindrops falling, they have such a, it's Americana, but it's even on another level. They're so, they're so self-affirmative or affirmative of the whole American experience. They're just wonderful to look at.
You know, when I went there the first time, I'll never forget it. And I just said, isn't it wonderful that we live in America? This is America. You were absolutely right, Lori.
I'm so glad you both appreciate it as much as I do. I cannot wait to go back there again.
Yeah.
He was inspired by Franklin D. Roosevelt's State of the Union address. That's where it came from. It didn't originally come from Norman Rockwell's, you know, intent. But it was Roosevelt that delivered to the 77th United States Congress in 1941. And I guess this theme of freedom was still pretty vague at that time, but I feel like we're losing it today. especially with some of the laws that are coming out in Connecticut, for example, the hate speech laws, they're trying to unravel these freedoms that are really rooted in who we are as Americans. And that bothers me a lot, because speech is so important, and this radio show is so important. We need to continue to be able to speak freely and not be afraid of that. And Norman Rockwell was all about.
The thing, Lori, on that really bothers me is, you know, people are always comparing is this the 60s all over again, you know, with all the unrest? They say no, because at least in the 60s, when you had the free speech movement, quote-unquote, you actually had schools like Berkeley birthing the free speech movement and right. taking on speakers of all ideas and questioning them, but hearing them out. It's not like today where a conservative speaker goes to a school like Berkeley and they burn a building down, or, you know, somebody who has some criticism of Islam is not allowed to speak at Brandeis, you know, a school named for a for a Supreme Court justice who championed free speech. It's frightening what's going on.
And it's going on every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these, these were put out. Senator Looney was pushing the hate speech law in Connecticut. And really, we should be all created equal under the law. And to separate us into different classes is so divisive. And I really feel that the divisiveness we see in the country today, Thanksgiving gives us an opportunity to be thankful for our freedoms and the boundaries of America, and really focus on the fact that we are free people. But, you know, the cultural Marxist movement is really trying to shut down those freedoms and liberties and say, you know, who we are, redefine who we are. And that's in our school system. They're not learning who we are, our roots. They've decided that Christianity is reviled and Columbus has to go away. And now they're going to, unfortunately, target Thanksgiving as a holiday that must be destroyed. And in actuality, Thanksgiving was a holiday that was shared by the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They had Thanksgiving before we came to America.
That's right.
Yeah, but see, Lori, that doesn't fit the narrative. That doesn't fit the people who need their pacifiers and safe spaces because they feel threatened. You know, Lori.
Absolutely.
We can't do that to them. No, no, no.
Say, I tell you, Lori, this, and I'm going to say it to you, this is one of the best presentations that I have heard in a long, long time, and you have made it so real, and you can tell what you live by and what you believe in, and that you're not afraid to say it, and I am sure there are many who would agree with my statement this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. And I believe that if we come together on Thanksgiving, now it's more about, Black Friday is the next day, so you got to go Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything to a lot of people anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think many folks who are poor, socioeconomically deprived people, I mean, this is the time to give and to serve, to make sure they have that freedom from want. And I don't mean socialism, but I mean really to be able to provide opportunities for all people. And we see, down here in the South, it's booming. I mean, there's so many businesses. It's growing. It's it's a very Georgia. I'm in Georgia, so, you know, a relatively free state compared to Connecticut. And we look at Connecticut, and a lot of people are moving out.
And
7% of the population a year.
And you know what's good about the South, Lori, and I'm down there occasionally on my college sports trips, there's just not as many jerks in the South as there are around here. Would you agree with that? I think you would.
There aren't as many jerks in the South?
Yeah.
I would say I would agree with that.
Thank you.
My family all moved
so
down south, so
Lori,
they're
listen,
doing well here.
Listen, continued success, and good luck on the college tour. Been there, done that. I have a question, though, Lori. When did these colleges start to serve, like, gourmet food in the student union? Because my son graduated a couple of years ago. When you and I were in school, we ate, like, slop. Where do these food courts come from? Have you noticed that?
I have to tell you that Regent University has no food program.
Oh, they don't.
Kids are put into dorms that have kitchens.
Oh, okay.
And they're expected to go grocery shopping and cook for themselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good plus.
Well, that's good.
Good.
Well, this way they
get
to...
Yeah, it's a very different school.
Wow.
Of course, it is a Christian
yeah.
school based on more of the pilgrims. I'm a descendant of William Brewster and
Stephen
Hopkins.
How about that, huh? Well, at least
at
least students there will learn a little budgeting and how to go to the store and how to actually stretch their money. That's pretty cool.
The other thing is they don't have a Sunday service on campus, and this is a Christian school. They
really?
Do everything from a Christian basis. They want the students off campus on Sunday into community churches.
Oh.
So they only have services during the week because they don't want the students. They want them as Christians to be part of the community and help the community grow.
Interesting.
And it's just a fascinating experience. So I think we've probably chosen the proper school for my son because that's something he would enjoy tremendously.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that and good luck with the kitchen, and we'll call you next week. All right, Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thanks, you
Thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Travel safely. Great. How about that?
That was